the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Jeffrey Cornelius White from Missouri State University and his former colleague Chantel Levesky Bristol created a public affairs scale. Dr. Cornelius White and Dr. Rochelle Darabi join me today to discuss the scale and what it means to Missouri State University. To kind of shape our discussion today about public affairs, could you provide a brief definition of public affairs and its three pillars?
We're very fortunate to have a statewide mission in public affairs, and we base that on three pillars, which are ethical leadership, cultural competence, and community engagement. And what we hope is that all our students will accomplish many things in those areas, but have some definite skill sets when they graduate from the university in those areas.
Why did the university feel it was important to find a way to measure our public affairs success?
It's always important to assess the things that we do to understand whether we're really having an impact on students or not. We can talk a lot about those three pillars and what they mean to us, but unless we actually measure it, we don't know if we're having an effect on students or not. So whether they get those skills that we hope for maybe aren't fully realized if we don't actually take the time to measure them.
Jeff, through this assessment tool that you created, how did you measure the pillars of public affairs?
At the time, there was a lot of activities going on throughout the university to try to define what is the public affairs mission. So we spoke with many different committees and people to get their perspectives. We looked at existing scales and tried to come up with items that could measure it. Then we surveyed a broad section of students using these items to try to come up with what would be the best items. And we wanted a scale that would be consistent and reliable, give us similar results each time, and something that would be valid to specifically what we meant by public affairs.
What were some of the questions that you asked in your survey?
We reduced the number of items quite a bit, and some of the surviving items, which were the most valid, were, I plan to do some voluntary work next year. I do things for a cause bigger than myself. Those two would represent community engagement. I understand the challenges faced by people from different cultures. I've been involved with organizations that provide services to people from different cultural backgrounds. Those would be items that represent cultural competence. When in groups, I'm thoughtful of other people's feelings. I'm dependable and reliable. Those would be items that represented ethical leadership.
And what did you find?
Well, we found that our scale was reliable and valid, that in particular, the ethical leadership and community engagement scales had good to great reliability. The cultural competence scale was the least reliable of the three, but still adequate. We found that in general, the more advanced students scored higher in each of the three areas. We found that we can use the scale to measure the success of a specific program. We looked at freshmen in a service learning class and found that the service learning participants had higher levels of ethical leadership, cultural competence, and community engagement. And more recently, we've found in a study that seniors, particularly seniors who have not transferred in to Missouri State, perform better than freshmen or first-year students.
Did you find that students were performing higher in one pillar than another?
In general, ethical leadership was probably the most endorsed and identified area. And in that sense, the scale may have a little ceiling that we can't measure big changes in that. The cultural competence area was the least endorsed by students at all levels, signaling that that may be an area that either we need to improve on the scale or that we might should focus on more within the university.
Rochelle, are there changes or things that the university plans to do because of this survey?
The results that we found from cultural competence certainly are making us think about ways that we can make that clearer in the freshman seminar, and also ways that we can talk to faculty about how could you incorporate that into your coursework. We're going to have a faculty member take a position as a diversity fellow in the next year, and that's one of the things I hope that fellow will promote is how does one integrate that into the curriculum and make it clearer to students. So certainly we're going to have a number of things that we're going to try to work on.
Dr. Jeffrey Cornelius White and Dr. Rochelle Darabi were my guests today. And this is Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.